Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. this morning. Again on a Saturday morning. Remember, check us out on the radio.com app. Morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Listen, again, 2 weeks in a row, Sam. You and us on a Saturday morning.
How about that?
Yeah, man. You okay there? We're getting a big delay again. You got me good? Hello, Mr. Crenshaw? Check 1, 2. Here we go. We're working through some technical difficulties. Right out of the chute. Right on a Saturday morning. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I can't hear you. Maybe it's me breaking up.
Nope, you're not getting me at all?
I can hear you now. Keep talking. Just keep checking 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
And okay.
We'll get it worked out. Just don't stop talking.
Maybe it's got to. All right. We'll work it out. We'll work it out.
Thank you. Yeah, whatever you do, don't ever stop talking. Man. Just keep talking. Hey, again, we want to thank everybody at the station, Sean and Reggie and everybody, for giving us another shot here on a Saturday morning. Some things had to be moved around. And so here we are again.
Yeah.
Normally, Sunday morning, 6 a.m. until 9. But we got it today again, too. How did you have to change your Friday to get ready for today's show? Because you still had a plethora of high school stuff to keep your mind on.
Well, that was happening. I went to a high school game Thursday night. We'll get into high school and some big games. A lot of teams were working overtime last night. Some teams went two overtimes last night, and we'll get into those, plus a big game downstate that people got to see from coast to coast. And Coach got a new visor. The school colors changed, so his visor color changed. Talking about Rush Probst.
I was about to say, you know,
Austin Lyons. So we'll talk a little bit about that.
I didn't think they knew who you were talking about. That's the thing. So, Mr.
Probst. Yeah. Okay, so I bet you that. So that was happening. But we had college football last night, downtown last night. It was big, and, congratulations to Coach Jeff Collins and the Jackets, Yellow Jackets, Georgia Tech, come away with a big win over Louisville last night, a big ACC victory. The defense showed up. Slowed down one of the top quarterbacks in the conference. Guy's been putting up big numbers, and they go out and they get a big win last night. So congratulations to the Jackets. 46-27 final score, Georgia Tech. They even a season record at 2-2, so that's good news.
I'm gonna be honest with you. This has been, again, given everything we've gone through since the spring, this is a byproduct of this past week was a byproduct of it, and I just didn't know where to flip on the channels to watch what I wanted to watch. As far as we had so much pro action going on this past week, and I wasn't sure if it was TBS or Fox or FS1 or I was on primetime regular ABC. And is tonight a finals game, or is today a divisional series game, or is it league championship? No, that's coming up. I'm telling you, I just walk around here confused this past week. And what this weekend and the beginning of next week is going to look like, if you're a sports fan, just get your thumbs doing some push-ups this weekend, because you might pull a muscle. I mean, popping around on the remote control,
trying to catch up
with stuff.
You're right about that. There's a lot for everybody going on, and it's crucial stuff. It's important stuff. NBA series, which I thought was going to be gone last night because they brought out the Mamba jerseys, and we got some more NBA to go. Miami showed up last night, got that win.
What did I tell you about that? We've seen it repeatedly throughout sports, whether it's on the college level. Notre Dame's going to bring out their green jerseys. Oh, it must be a special game. Then, boom, they catch an L. Bulldogs, even to some, I can remember in the past, pulling out the, either the black jersey or was there, there's another jersey other than the black one they wear just once in a while? Because they had another jersey that I remember they only wore once in a while, and then they pulled it out, and the last couple times I saw them where they took an L too.
Yeah, so, well, the first game of the season they wore the red pants. They don't wear the red pants a lot, and they brought the red pants out to start the season. So I mean, that's, you know, so they do some different things. But yeah, the Alabama, a lot of people think about the black jersey. They think about when they played Alabama years ago, and that didn't go so well.
Nope.
Don't know what color they're going to wear when they play Alabama next week. But first things first, they got Tennessee later on today.
And Tennessee's back! Well, it makes for a good story, don't it?
Well, that's what they say. That's what they want to believe.
Yeah, that makes for a good story. I don't know, but it makes for a good story. Look, you got a team that... I'd be hard-pressed to talk about what is going on with this program and who's been the coaches I forgot his name. And did he blow the whistle on
Fulmer,
him, too?
Fulmer.
Phil Fulmer. Didn't he blow the whistle on him for a minute, too?
Phil Fulmer.
Yeah. But, again, this is one of those programs that you don't think is going to be down for as long as they have been down. And why has that been the case?
Yeah, they've gone... You know, they've gone through a lot of changes with quarterback, with coaches. And as we talk about one of the coaches who was there and vanished, he has reappeared in Mississippi, and he's going to get to take on Nick Saban. And talking about Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Ole Miss plays Alabama today. How bad is that one going to get? How bad is that going to get?
That's actually worth watching.
It's Nick Saban.
It's just one of those. Yeah, man. Okay, well, first of all, here's one of the storylines. How many of his assistants have beat him?
None.
There you go. So you have that component.
Zero.
You got that going on. Then you have the possibility of him going sideways on the sideline if Ole Miss takes the lead, because the last thing he wants to do, and I think of all the assistants that may or may not be that may beat him, he don't want Lane Kiffin beating him. I get the impression that he wouldn't mind. He would hate it, but he wouldn't mind if Kirby Smart beat him. But he don't want Lane Kiffin beating him. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
That's just it, though. Yeah, I think there's a little more of an axe to grind there, and we may see that reflected on the scoreboard today. I think.
So yeah,
you'll see.
You got that. Anyway, coming up throughout the show, we're going to get into the NBA playoffs a little bit deeper and what happened. Well, throughout the series, and did you expect to see what you saw from Jimmy Butler? But then again, isn't this what he's supposed to do? If you only got one dude, yeah, there's some other guys on that team that have made a name for themselves recently, but he's the superstar on that team. And he did all he had to do, as far as I'm concerned, short of winning the series, is when their backs were up against the wall, he got them that win. So... we'll talk more about that. Also, coming up in the show, we're going to talk about, obviously, the Braves and what they've done and getting to the League Championship Series against the Dodgers and the expectations there with our own Joe Patrick. He's going to join us. And then a guy in the 8 o'clock hour who you're more familiar with, Mr. Crenshaw, from Ball Atlanta. This is a blog, a newsletter, if you will. And his name is Ray Gleer. And Ray Gleer is going to join us, and we just got through touching on the Bulldogs a little bit, but he's going to run up and down one side and down the other about what's going on with this team and the season, and what other nuggets that he's been following.
He's going to have some interesting things on Stetson Bennett. Obviously, when the season began, people weren't even thinking of him as being a starter at Georgia, and he's come in and he's kind of cemented himself into that starter's role with that win last week at Auburn. But he has some things about Bennett, about his return to Georgia, his rise at Georgia, and maybe some things people hadn't heard. He's going to pass that along to us in the 8 o'clock hour, so you'll want to be staying tuned for that.
So, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. I'm laughing because of something that happened before we came on the air. And we're going to have a little bit of an HBCU update, too, because we got Jahi Whitehead back with us, our producer, who left us.
Yeah.
And then he came back, and then he left us again and came back. And listen, y'all got the AJC. You see the movement and the things that are happening with local broadcasts around town, whether it's TV or radio. And we got some moving parts at our station, too. And, you know, there are bodies that are needed elsewhere from time to time. And listen, we're all happy to have jobs. And we're all happy to be in this business and doing what we're doing. And these are tough times. for all of us. So when needed, the top producers are requested elsewhere, and Jahi is one of those. And so he was gone, but he's back today. And he's back today, and he's going to give us a bit of an HBCU update. But I want to ask Jahi there, first of all, good morning. Come on with us.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Okay. How you doing?
We're doing morning. Fine. Now that we can hear everything, everything's going good. Cool.
That's great.
So you enjoy making us feel old from time to time.
Not making you feel old.
Okay, reminding us that we are.
Okay.
Older. All right. Older.
Thanks.
No, I don't do that. I don't. Wow. It's not intentional. It's never Yikes. Intentional. I just point.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of a guy named Whitey Ford?
The name sounds familiar.
Uh-huh. Who was that team he was telling us about, Sam, and giving us a hard time?
Yeah, come on, it's streaming. It's the Yankees, man.
Jahi, dial it down. Hang on. Let us talk here. Who was that he was talking about there, Sam?
He's saying is that the Yankees are, you know, got a little offended when we talked about it. Said,
yeah.
You know, I said, down go the Yankees. Down go. Yeah, wait a minute.
He got all bowed up. This is a Howard University man here, but he's pulling for the Yankees. That's fine.
No.
Much like my Chicago teams, they're back home eating pizza during the World Series this year. Okay, so that's okay. But I wanted to bring this up because I didn't think you would know who this is, but this has been a tough week for a few different people. And one of them's me, because we lost, and Sam, we've been doing this every week. We come on and we talk about who we lost this past week, but this was a big one for me, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But have you ever heard, you said you heard the name Whitey Ford before. He was the dude who kept Mickey Mantle in check. A little history about that team you care about. Back in the day when the Yankees were, you know, Billy Martin, and you heard of him, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. When Billy Martin was playing, not managing, those teams from the 50s of the New York Yankees that won everything, Yogi Berra and all them dudes, the guy who was the adult in the room, as Sam likes to say, was Whitey Ford. Okay, you should know that. And he had a nickname. His nickname was the chairman of the board. Somebody who sings a couple songs stole that from later on. But Whitey Ford was the chairman of the board. He passed this past week. And if you're any kind of Yankees fan, you should know that.
So yes. Maybe he's a new school Yankees fan.
Everybody don't
go back through the history book of their team.
Dude knows. If I said Mickey Mantle, he'd know who I'm talking about,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
okay. I said Billy Martin, he knows who I'm talking about. Yes. And Whitey Ford was the dude who, when Billy Martin and Whitey and Mickey Mantle got in trouble, who lived in the, what was that hotel he lived in? Oh, I can't remember. It'll come to me in a second. But he would bail him out. He would pick him up. He'd pull him out of out of an alley fight. That was Whitey Ford. So that's what he did for that team. And, again, most Yankee fans know that, and I would, of a certain age, but I just thought I'd pass that on to you. But he did, lost him, 91?
91 years old, and yeah. One of the great left-hand pitchers, one of the great lefties, a 10-time All-Star, Cy Young winner. And into the Hall of Fame in 1974. So a fantastic pitcher he was for the Yankees. Like you said, he was that guy that experienced that big brother for the guys who needed it, mm-hmm. and just the guy who just kept people in line. He's a great clubhouse. You have to have one or two guys like that in your clubhouse. And he was that for that team.
Isn't there like areas that you would like to, if you could get into the DeLorean and go back and spend like a weekend in a certain decade, because you knew that this, you'd be hanging out with this person or that person, and there are those who talk about the nights in Manhattan back in the 50s where you walked into a place like Toots Shores and you'd look over here and there was Frank Gifford who just got, you know, who just got through with practice and got a Giants game tomorrow.
Yeah,
or to be Jackie Gleason was over here with Sinatra. And then over here was Mickey Mantle and Billy Martin and Whitey Ford and Yogi. So it's just, it was an interesting time. We'll reminisce throughout the show, but you heard that?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he knows what's up. I got a heavy heart and I'm going to have it all weekend long. I'm going to get into how the death of Eddie Van Halen affected me personally, but we got to talk sports, and we're going to talk NBA bubble and playoffs next. Sam and Greg, just getting started on a Saturday morning. Mr. Crenshaw will give us a game day, I'm sure, at some point, but you can check us out on the radio.com app. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, 6 a.m. until 9 this morning. Get ready for college football weekend. Just look at it this way. It started a day or so ago. We're going to have it all day today. And, you know, listen, the way things are being made up, it might be another day or two around here. But we're going to talk
about thing. I'll tell you one thing we are going to have today, and we do want to. Really, for a moment, you know, think about if those who have relatives and loved ones in Louisiana. And
yes.
Because one thing we are going to have the next couple of days is rain.
Yep.
From Delta, from Hurricane Delta. And it came right through the same, practically the same part of the state that came through just a few weeks ago. And you got people down there still got tarps on the roof of their homes. And here comes another hurricane. So
I don't know how folks do it down there, Sam. I mean, I don't say that just Louisiana. I mean, all the inhabited areas throughout the Gulf, whether it's, you know, the Panhandle and Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, or the Bahamas or Haiti or Jamaica. And I guess I should throw Cuba in there, too. This is a season. So every year, a handful of these hurricanes come up and just decimate these areas. And yet they bounce back. May not be right away, but I don't know how they do it on a regular basis, getting the electricity back. I don't believe that Haiti is anywhere near back to where it was before that one that just kind of wiped it out a few years ago. I can't think of the name of it. But even a couple years ago, what happened in Puerto Rico with that hurricane? Was it Maria?
That one was really devastating.
That's what I'm saying. So what's I just sit and I wonder and I ponder, is it worth living in those regions?
Hey, it's home.
It's home.
And they'll get out and they rebuild and they do what they have to do. But it just seems, you know, really, really, you know, terrible when you think about the fact that just a few weeks ago, the people in that Lake Charles area of Louisiana were dealing with it, and here it comes once again. So we're going to be feeling some of the rain from that throughout the day today and probably some of tomorrow as it makes its way north. I think it's going to, like the last one came, had some of the storm that came right through our way. I think it'll be indirectly here. I think this one's going to come through and head more in Memphis, Nashville, going that way. So, but we will get some rain.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank Jahi. Played that. We're going to get an NBA in just a second, but what you heard coming back was the famous guitar playing of Eddie Van Halen from the Thriller album. He played Beat It. There's some debate whether or not Eddie actually voluntarily did that for free, because I can remember interviews where he talked about, yeah, them dudes didn't pay me. So it wasn't like
he
was all, yeah. For the longest time. Now, he might have just backed up 10 yards and punted and said, all right, fine. You know,
Quincy Jones know about that?
Quincy Jones, I heard him say that in interviews out loud, you know, publicly. Make that, hey, I never got paid for it, as if he thought he was going to get paid for it. Now, he's actually gotten more mileage out of it by not getting paid because it made it a better story. But it's not like that album didn't make a few dollars.
No, man.
And that's one of the...
Oh, my goodness.
There's people who will argue you got two musical little features in songs. I don't know what's the best way to put this. Not a solo so much, but just a part of a song that's as famous as any others. And
when you think of the music video, and how they came
absolutely
in that part.
So they say this is one, and the other is Phil Collins's drum solo or drum fill in the air tonight when it's all soft and then the drums come in boom 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 boom, and they take you into the rest of the song. Which one is the most famous? But anyway, throughout the morning we're going to be playing Eddie Van Halen music in honor of Eddie, who we lost this past week, and we'll probably be talking more Whitey Ford stuff. But Mr. Crenshaw, last night, you know what I could think about was a poem. A famous poem by Robert Burns. The best laid plans.
A poem.
Oh, okay. The best laid plans of mice and men. You know what that's from, right? That's from To a Mouse. The point is, it's like, yeah, just because you think this is going to happen, it ain't going to happen. And that's what I think about when I thought about the announcement of a couple days ago. Forget about the game happening. When they made the announcement, this is how we started off the show, talking about teams that pull out that special jersey, and they don't always guarantee a W. And that's what happened last night with the Lakers, paying tribute to Kobe. They said they were going to do it in a Game 7, but they weren't sure if they were obviously going to get to it. And the way they were playing, it didn't look like Miami's going to win another game. So they made the announcement. Yeah, we're going to wear these things in game five. Pay tribute to Kobe and the Mamba jerseys and a little patch on there for Gigi and a little number two there. And Jimmy
That'll
Butler.
Be fitting. We have to trust that. And he said, no, that's not happening tonight.
And, you know, it's the, like, again, that's what made me think about that. When you said that, it was, I mean, there's so many of these that have happened throughout sports history. This couple days ago, did you see where the Four Little Network was running the three Ali Frazier fights back to back?
Yeah.
And this, that was like a famous quote from Joe Frazier, too, to Ali. Ali, everybody thought Ali was going to get this thing. And God's with me tonight. And what Joe Frazier's retort was, well, God going to get his beat tonight along with you and put him on the canvas.
First time we had seen that.
It just happens sometimes. So, again, that's where that phrase and that from that poem applies. But this,
Butler did it all last night. 35 he did. Points, 35 points. 11 assists, 12 rebounds in 47 minutes. Played 47 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you
know. Isn't that what he's supposed to do, though?
He left it all on the floor.
Yeah. And what he's supposed to do? That's what he's supposed to do. That's what you didn't see out of the Greek Freak in Milwaukee. That's what you didn't see out of some other players. And by the way, lesser known players. You know, or you know, on the scale of the superstars, they have achieved higher acclaim, but yet didn't do what Jimmy Butler did last night. So again, I'm kind of happy about this, and I love the backstories with this series, because you know you cut away and you see Pat Riley, the Godfather, and then you cut away over here and you see Jeannie Buss, and you start thinking about that whole situation. I mean, think about how this Lakers team and what they went through these last couple years with everything that's gone on in front of and behind the scenes. And just the whole...
And to make it to this point
and
have it right here and have a heartbeat away. And Miami says, nah, we're not going to roll over for you.
And on top of the fact that everybody agrees that the team that wins this series, they get a little extra something. Because I'm thinking about this last night. Now, listen, it should have been over with. Danny Green had a shot to hit the, you know, top of the key. He had an open three. He could have shut it down, and he missed it. All right? That was like 10 seconds left or something. Toward the end of the game. But the point is, LeBron even afterwards said that's when he's going to have to live with. Because he's taking those shots and missed them. But to take that shot to close out a season and he missed that one, yeah, that's gonna stay with him for a minute. And the guy's a two-time champion. But you know,
I would love to know how our friend Sekou Smith feels now, because I'm sure he had all his stuff packed and ready to leave that doggone bubble.
That's exactly what I was thinking too. Not just Sekou and all the reporters and the players too, but the folks who flew in had to quarantine. Just so they could be, because you know Adam Silver had to get there, and he'd been quarantined for the last X amount of, you know, days. Yeah,
10 days of quarantine.
10 days, he's out there, he's quarantined. I didn't really see him in too many games, maybe I just missed him, but he's got to give out the trophy to him last night if they win. So he's been in quarantine. Jeannie Buss has got to be there. All the Lakers executives had to be there. So now they're thinking they're going to catch an early flight and be back in L.A. today.
Think of all the people who've been down there to work, the people who've been down there, the health people who had to test these folks every day,
yeah.
the chefs, the people who had to come in to prepare the food for them, barbers. They got barbers down there
from the different
NBA cities, guys who like to go in and get a trim before they go play a game. Those guys are down there in the bubble too. Those guys had their stuff all packed up, ready to come home.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm torn about that. And as a matter of fact, I don't have a problem with them being there, because you know what's the alternative? They wouldn't be working. These are jobs that would not be there if the NBA didn't set this bubble up. Where are them folks going to be working? All those people that you mentioned, those jobs, they're not going to like slide over to another job down there at Disney World. They're not going to slide over to another job unless they have their own business someplace.
Well, yeah, they probably have jobs back
but
home.
But how many people lost their jobs because of this pandemic? My point is, yes, I don't think all of them out of work, but I think a lot of them are grateful to be a part of this bubble and to have had this time in Orlando.
And I would say maybe guys who are, maybe the men and women who are preparing food, the chefs and whatnot, maybe their restaurants back home are maybe not open or
yeah,
maybe have a serving a limited menu. So you're probably right. They're doing well to have been down there all this time.
All that time. I'm sure that there's and there's been a lot of behind the scenes networking and things like that. And I think that what they have done, and we're going to get into this in just a second, what the NBA did is a blueprint for other leagues. It can't be duplicated by a lot. The NHL, and by the way, you even said this too, we haven't talked as much about what the NHL did in their bubble,
yep.
What the WNBA has done in their bubble.
They did an excellent job. But here's my question I got for you, Greg. If you've been down there all this time, and everybody you see, you can shake hands with, you can hug them, you can touch them, and now when you come out, how do you feel that you can't just do that with the people that you see when you come out?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You've been in an environment where you can do things like you would normally do, and now you're going to come out and you're going to be back into general population.
up on D block.
With all the rest of us.
I think, yeah, listen, you know.
You'd be running from people. Man, don't come near me. You know?
Here's the thing. I think they're prepped for that because there's areas around.
I guess, man.
It's like that fence you have for your dog where you put like that electronic thing around the outside of your property, and the dog can run around so far, but he gets to this one part and it's like, he gets zapped a little bit. And I think, metaphorically, of course, that's what's going on, or figuratively speaking, that's what's going on down there. They go so far, and then they know, I can't, you know, I can't get close to that person, or I can't go over here, or I can't go there, you know. Otherwise, it's back in quarantine for 10 days. So I think that they're prepared for that. I think they talk to enough people outside of the bubble to let them know what life is like out there, and you can't go here, and this is still down, and you know.
You know what, Greg? I got a question, though. You know, when you get to flight, everybody, no matter where you're going, your flight can make a stop in Atlanta. You think they'll be going to get them lemon pepper wings?
Well, I know one person will.
Well, I'm just saying, do you think the guys are like, man, we're out of this bubble, and we want to go. And you know the flight got to stop in Atlanta anyway, so I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think there'll be some. You know what? I don't want to get into this whole gloom and doom thing because everybody's now headed back inside. Summer's over with, right? So that's going to be a greater concern as we head into the holiday season. But just being down there in that situation, and then all of a sudden the floodgates open up, and everybody, like, here's the thing. I wish I could talk to somebody who, you know, one of the teams that just left, and get their perspective on what's happened and their time down there. And the transition they went through.
Yeah.
Getting reacclimated to life outside the bubble. But listen, at the end of the day, and nobody listening to us right now feeling sorry for a bunch of millionaires who had to stay cooped up for a couple months. They're not.
No.
They're just not doing it. But the one thing that I did want to address that you had mentioned was there was just something missing for you, I guess, as a basketball fan, the way you watch sports. And I said that the NBA did a great job putting this thing back on, but what was lacking was the TV show element of the NBA Finals. And I think, you know, there's a number of reasons why ratings were down, but that's one of them. It's just the TV watching experience isn't the same. It's nice, but it's just different. We're going to talk more NBA throughout the show. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Georgia Tech. We talk Bulldogs all the time, but Tech had themselves a big win. And we're also going to get a little HBCU update next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
CBS, that's going to be the Brad Nessler. Boop, 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 boop. They're going to have it, right? That's going to be the big game over there. Georgia's going to be in the prime time. Not prime time, but the big 3:30 game for CBS today.
Every once in a while, you go back to your days in vaudeville and crack me up.
What'd I do?
You just did something funny. Your little sound effects there.
Yeah, little sound effects.
Everybody knows that. There's nothing wrong with that. We like seeing that side of you, man. A little silly side. That's nice.
The CBS, you know, theme you hear.
Yes.
College. Right. So
you don't normally do that.
Everybody knows that.
That was nice. Yeah. I appreciate you doing that on Brett Favre's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll get into those in a minute. Yeah. How long, if you had to guess, and we don't really know because it depends on each program, but a team like Louisville, how long does it take for them to come back to relevance, if you will, after having a Lamar Jackson, a quarterback, after a Heisman Trophy quarterback leave? Now, this team is different, obviously, than an LSU. You know, after Joe Burrow leaves or Nick Saban. Of course, Nick Saban ain't had too many. When was the last time he had a quarterback that was?
Was that
Heisman Trophy?
The Heisman Trophy, but he had Tua.
He had some guys there. So they guys. They pop. But right,
most a lot of his quarterbacks have been like game manager type guys. Because he's got so much talent around him. You know what I mean? All you got to do is get the ball to a Julio Jones or get the ball to Ingram. You know, you got certain guys, just get the ball to them and they're going to finish you. Just manage it. You don't have to go out and win games for him. But then you had a guy we painfully know that could come in and win a game for him against Georgia. We experienced that personally. So we know you do that.
But my point is, how long does a program take, would you say, to – I mean, they're at the mountaintop, if you will, without maybe not the national championship, but they're the team who speculated to get it all because of that quarterback. And then that quarterback leaves, and they kind of got to go back to the back of the line.
You go back to that, and you end up with somebody like up at Clemson. You know, Deshaun Watson leaves, and not long after that, you have another quarterback step in, and, you know, that's –
That's Clemson. Yeah, so I'm talking about Louisville. How long do you see? I guess that's what I'm getting at, basically. They're down.
We have a guy now who's not bad. Now, he's not Lamar Jackson, but Malik Cunningham is one of the top quarterbacks in the ACC. Coming into the game last night, he's known for putting up a lot of yards. He had a good night, still 13 of 33, 229 yards through the air, two touchdown passes in that game, and he rushed for 50 yards and two touchdowns. So, you know, he came out and played well since Georgia Tech found ways to outplay him. The freshman quarterback, Jeff Sims, had a great night for Georgia Tech. He had 11 of 21 for 249 yards, a pair of touchdown tosses, and he ran for a touchdown as well. So Coach Jeff Collins is excited, Greg. The team's at 2-2, and he's real pumped up because his team did it in prime time. Everybody was watching.
Yeah, they were. Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of Jeff Collins, he had some comments post-game.
Yeah, I mean, anytime that you can play downtown Atlanta at night, prime time, the only show in town, you know all the other college teams that are playing tomorrow are sitting around watching us play. Even the NFL guys are sitting around and turning the TV on and watching, you know, the white and gold or whatever color. We were in the color rush tonight, so we were the navy and the gold.
Coach got to remember the color, man.
Not only that, for a second, I thought that was Pharrell talking. but yeah, look at these guys in the second half. I mean, third quarter 12 points, fourth quarter 20 points. Yeah, they did come back from being down, but you know, as you said, everything about that is a positive. I always ask, anytime we talk about Georgia Tech, I always think this team should be, if not in the top 25, right there to be in it, but they regularly should be in it. This is an attractive location. We talk about the athletes that want to come and play in Atlanta for the pro teams. Georgia Bulldogs, that's a whole separate episode of Oprah over here because they are who they are. But this is an attractive landing spot. I've always felt that, and I always wondered why they didn't perennially stay there at the top. And I'm always just like I said, taken aback when they have to do, as Coach said, hey, we're on primetime TV. Hey, we're wearing these jerseys. The country's going to see us. Well, I think the country should see them a lot more. Well, that's just me.
Well, for a time, Tech has been a fixture for many years on ESPN on Thursday night. Even exactly. when the teams weren't great, they always got a Thursday night game.
Them ACC games, right.
Right, right. ESPN always had them on the Thursday night game. So being primetime is kind of nothing new, but it's new when you talk about this coach. This coach is so excited about coaching in Atlanta. As you heard, he talked about downtown Atlanta. So it's the first thing he comes out of his mouth. Downtown Atlanta, primetime, we got this great backdrop. All these skyscrapers are lit up in the background. You know, exactly. he feels like people should really want to come down and be a part of it. But he's opened things up with his offense. The ball flies now. Mm-hmm. And it's a little different from where it was previously. And I think you're talking about attracting those type athletes, those type players. It gets them excited, and they do want to be a part of what Georgia Tech is doing and what Jeff Collins is doing at Georgia Tech. So you're going to see it. You're going to see it, and I think a lot of people notice it when they see a game like that one last night, and they beat a Louisville team in conference play. So it was a big win for Georgia Tech, but it was a bit, like he said, because everybody's watching, you know, across the country. So to me, it was a big win for them.
Yeah, I think that we talk about Jeff Collins. He's going to be the one that brings them here. In other words, I mean, I'm not just saying it because he's head coach, but there was a perception, I guess, and that sort of answers my question about why they weren't before, but the coaches that have been here have been kind of curmudgeon-y-like. You know, if you want to talk about past Georgia Tech coaches in 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and it wasn't an attractive location, despite the fact that the city was a top location. I just felt like, was it O'Leary?
Had George O'Leary and George Paul O'Leary. Johnson.
Yeah, Paul Johnson. And again, that was not, Paul Johnson's offense was not one that was that attractive to a lot of, you know, blue chip guys coming in.
No. And not guys who are playing and saying, where can I go refine my game, raise it to another level with an opportunity to get a chance to play at the next level. And they were saying, that's not going to do it for me. Rarely threw the football. And, you know, you would go out some weeks and the offense would click and they would roll over some people. But you knew eventually you're going to run up against a team that could really outman that offense and it just slowed things down. It got you used to winning your usual six games a year, you know, winning mm-hmm. your six games, maybe seven games a year. This is something that has Georgia Tech on a different trajectory, I think, for the possibilities for the future, and Collins is appreciated. And, oh, by the way, also the things and the way this team handled things off the field this summer and the statement that they made,
right.
the things that the rest of that Georgia Tech is doing is something else I think that will attract some prime athletes as well. So I think they've been the total package, and we got a chance to see some of that roll out last night.
Yeah, I was spoiled with George O'Leary and what was before when I started following these guys when I got here to town. But anyway, congratulations to them again. 46-27 winners over Louisville, and
now they got Clemson coming up next.
Yeah, yeah,
they got Clemson coming up next week.
We'll see. We will be all over that game.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let's take a second. Bring Jahi back in here again. Yeah. If you're just joining us, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Getting a Saturday morning. Don't normally get this. We had it before, and it was taken away, and now we're getting it back these last couple weeks, and we couldn't be happier about it, talking college football. But Jahi has not been with us, which means we haven't had our usual HBCU update, but we got him this morning. Got a few minutes left, man. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, there's a few things that happened this past week, so interesting things. I want to start with I want to make sure I get this right. Raja Karuth, the freshman at Winston-Salem State University. He actually is he's in the NASCAR diversity program. He's an up and coming NASCAR driver. We talked about him before on here a couple of times. He's racing for the Rev Racing. He got his first win over last week.
Hey.
On the fourth, he did get his first win out in Greensboro, so that was pretty cool about that. So we want to congratulate that young man there. And like I said, he's part of a diversity program that Bubba Wallace started it, and actually Bubba Wallace actually won this race 10 years ago, I believe. So we're going to be talking about him, I know y'all spoke about the Bubba Wallace on here before with his new cars.
The new deal with Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So we hopefully we'll see good things for this young man. So that'd be dope. Also, the Bayou Classic. Now, every year the Bayou Classic is held not only in Louisiana but at the Superdome in New Orleans. It's going to be held in 2021, but not at the Superdome. This time it's going to be held at the Independence Stadium in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Shreveport?
Yeah, it's going to be in Shreveport.
Huh?
Yes.
What?
Yes, it's gonna be in Shreveport.
Ain't no Bourbon Street in Shreveport.
I know, but that's...
Ain't no French Quarter in Shreveport.
I'm well aware. I'm well aware. Unfortunately, they will be in Shreveport. This marks the first time since 2005, and I think we all know why that wasn't there. But this is the first time since 2005 that the Celebration Bowl has been out of the New Orleans, man. So it's kind of sucks, but it's gonna be. What you like?
Well, you know, know that we. Well, you ever been? You don't know what Shreveport was playing. Maybe Shreveport's got something nice playing. I don't know what Shreveport's got.
Nah, it's not the same, man.
I blew into the airport one time.
Not the same.
Y'all got me snorting up here, laughing so hard.
I'm just saying. Would you want to go to Shreveport, or would you want to go to New Orleans?
You really go to New Orleans for Bayou. I've been to that thing, man. I didn't get any sleep all that weekend. I was so tired on Monday.
That's fun. That sounds like fun. I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot of sleep in Shreveport. That's going to be April 17th if they have it. That's the set date. It's going to be another date if things happen. But they haven't put that second tentative date out there. But they have scheduled for another date just in case that it gets pushed back for another reason.
Yeah.
So
the same reason that most of this stuff is getting pushed
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Yeah. So, there's one story that's actually a big story. Sam sent this to me last night. Florida Memorial University. There is an HBCU that was playing, but I don't think they're playing right now. Their first game that they had, they were playing. They didn't say the name of the team that they played, but they lost 62-0.
Yeah.
But now they got like 19 cases of COVID-19. So
really,
yeah.
That's...
And then they their actual coach was suspended because he refused to coach the team. So they have an interim coach there right now. But it's a mess right now. It's just a mess. So
a little background on that program. A lot of people don't know there's an HBCU in Miami. And they hadn't played football since, wait for it, 1958. That's the year I made my debut. So that's a long time to not play football.
You and Madonna.
Yeah. So
and Michael.
Yep. So so they're trying to bring football back this year, and they're playing games against teams in Florida and not doing very well. I don't know why they went through with it this year. Since you're coming back, but they had the plan to play, so they're playing to play, and it's like a mess down there. Hope they get that cleaned up.
All right, go
ahead.
No, I was just saying, this is our HBCU update. Jahi, that when he's with us, he's going to give us an update on everything. Mr. Crenshaw, of course, gives us a little finer points of it, but we want to make sure we got that in while we had you here today. Coming into the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Joe Patrick. Obviously, got to get into what's going on with the Braves. Got some other sports that have happened this past week and a casting call, believe it or not, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But next, we're going to go local. So Mr. Crenshaw brings you up on what's going on in high school and college locally here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out on the radio.com app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.